You don't want to go out on your bicycle?
Oh, no, I need to play with you.
Oh, we're going to do this first, because I thought later on we could go out on the bicycle. Right, do you want to see what we've got here?
Yeah.
Want to do it on the floor?
Yeah. I'm going to sit here. Hey,
I'll show you in a minute what we're going to do.
I sit here. Do you do a bigger thing?
We got this last year, didn't we?
We did that.
Just a second. No, we had this last year.
Yeah.
But we didn't actually use it, did we?
No.
Just bear with me a second, sweetheart, because I need to just move something from over there for a minute. It's a Teletubbies gardening set. And it's a little rucksack.
I do.
In the green rucksack, we've got... No, not now, not now. Wait, Thomas, please. We've got four little pots.
Yep.
And what colours
are one, a green one, a yellow one, and a pink red one.
Right, and what are those colours? Who are they the colours of?
Teletubbies.
The Teletubbies, that's right. There's a pot for every Teletubby, but unlike the Teletubbies, where Tinky Winky is the largest, the purple pot is certainly the largest. But Po is the baby in the Teletubbies, but according to this set, it's Lala, isn't it? The yellow one's the small pot. Right, I just need to wash
this
that.
This is the small one too.
Well, Dipsy's small, Dipsy's the green one, but it should really go in order size of the purple one for Tinky Winky, green for Dipsy, yellow for Lala, and red for Po, but it doesn't, does it?
No. I do now.
Yes.
Thanks. I do now.
I've brought it, yes, it's come with a little trowel, and I've brought a pot of compost in from the garden. And you've got to fill, that's right, those tubs with compost, that's it.
Oops, but don't mind.
Never mind, it's all right. Well, that's why we're doing it on the kitchen floor, because it doesn't matter really. We'll try and get it in the pots, but if we don't manage it, it doesn't matter, does it?
Next.
No, we need to put a little bit more in that one. We want them almost up to the top. I think that's quite a lot, Thomas, for that. No. Now you must be careful when you're doing it.
What do I do now?
What do you do now? Let's just tip a little bit of that out. And we'll leave that part. Would you like to fill the others up, please? Shall I hold it over there? We're doing the yellow one now, aren't we? Have you noticed each of the flower pots has some flowers on them?
Yeah.
I didn't look at the green one when we were filling that. Let's just have a look at the green one. What did that have on it, Thomas? Pink flowers. Three pink flowers. So does the small yellow one. They perhaps all have the same. Yes, they do. Right, which one now? Tinky Winky or Po?
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky. Right. I'll hold it. If you like, and you can fill it up. And it's come with its own packet of seeds. Just watch you don't kneel in that soil. Normally when we're doing gardening like this, we do it outside, don't we?
Yeah.
We've got some little seeds, candy tuft. And we're going to put some of those in these pots. And then what I think we'll do is another day, we'll put some more compost in a big container and we'll sprinkle the rest of the seeds in that. Tiny, tiny drop more, just a very small amount. Very small amount. That's it, that's enough. That's lovely, thank you.
What do I do now?
We've just got one more pot to fill, Po. Yeah. And then I think we'll get the dustpan brush and sweep up before we do anything else. That's it. No.
What's this for?
It's called compost. It's like soil.
Floating in the grass.
If you're outside planting, it needs a little bit more soil in that one. If you're outside in the garden, there'd be plenty of soil, but when we're doing it in tubs and pots, we need to put compost, don't we?
Yeah.
That's enough, Thomas, that's enough. Put the rest back in there, please. That's a good boy. Right, now, can you just sit very still while I get a brush to sweep it up? You sit there, that's right. You sit that side, that's a good boy. While you're doing that, would you like to have a little look at these stickers?
Yeah, thanks.
Let's see what they say.
How it says, get the green, so roll up. It's not got stickers on. I do it.
Oh, just a second. Let me sweep it all into the middle of the floor, and then you can sweep it onto the dustpan, can't you? How's that? Do you want to hold that?
Oh,
you're
hungry.
You sweep it then. Good boy. That's a good boy. What a good boy. Aren't you clever with a dustpan and brush? Right, don't do any more just for a second. Let me tip that into this pot with the compost.
One more do.
Yeah, we'll have another go. We'll just get it back into the middle. And then you can sweep it back again. How's that? You can have a go in a second. That's it. We've always got to tidy it and we've made a mess, haven't we? Right, would you like to sweep again, Thomas?
Yeah.
There you are, treasure.
No more soil.
Oh, there's plenty if you look. There you are, you have another sweep.
I can't see any more.
I can't see any more, that means you've done a good job, doesn't it? It's another sweep. Mm. Oh, there's some here, look. Where are you going with that brush? Well, no, we don't brush the carpet, Thomas. It's here, look, where the soil is on the kitchen floor. Are you going to come and put some seeds now in these? There'll be some more sweeping up to do when we've done that, won't there? Come on, love. Right, what I think we'll do now. Perhaps should have done this in the first place. We'll put that tray down. Right. Come and put your pots on the tray and then we'll plant the seeds. Lift each of those pots onto the tray. Tinky winky first, that's right. Next poo.
Think of the bitches. Near mummy.
Dipsy near mummy.
Not in here, Thomas. And there's some water in there, please.
Well, in a minute we can put some water in there. Right. So now we need to open this. Yep. Oh, be careful, watch you don't kick that over.
Water, water, water.
Now, just open this little packet of seeds. Can you see the picture on the front?
It says Gardening and Teletubbies.
It does. It says Teletubbies on it, and it's a picture of lots of flowers. It's called Fairy Mix of Candy. Now, I don't think you need that, do you?
There's a hole.
Now. Let's just see what there is inside. It says Teletubbies, candy tuft.
I need to do it.
Just open the packet. Just smell that.
You need to do that.
Now, shall I just show you in this one what we do? Just with your finger, just make a little hole. That's it. We'll tip some seeds into our hand, like that.
And then
well, I'll show you and then you can do the next one. And we sprinkle them in there like that. What do you think to that?
I do that.
Yes, you take them out of my hand, that's right. And tip them into this yellow, just the Lala. No, just the Lala one though, because we haven't got those ready yet, have we? Just into this yellow one.
And that's it?
No, just into the yellow one.
I need some more.
Right, come on, pick up these little seeds and put those in as well. Right.
I need to do it.
Right, just a few. Just a few.
I need to do it.
Just very gently, Tom. Oh, gosh, you won't have any left for the other tubs. That's plenty. Oh, that's plenty, isn't it? Now, what you need to do is just get your finger. We'll cover these up first. Tap it like that. Now, out of this little pot, do you want to take a very, very, very small amount of soil, just in the tip of your trowel. I'll hold that over there. And we cover those seeds with a little bit more compost. Just a tiny bit more will do it, darling. A tiny bit more. That's it. Now tap it on the ground. Right, now we've done the Lala one. Which one would you like to do yet next? The red one, that's right. Use your finger just to make a little hole. Lovely. Right, would you like to put your trowel down while you do the seeds? You need to put the seeds in.
I need a green.
There aren't very many left now, Thomas. Just sprinkle a few, because otherwise we won't have any left for this big pot, will we? How's that? That's very clever. That's right. Now, just a second, we'll shake it. That's it. Put more soil on.
Nice and safe.
Nice and safe. Yeah. And we'll tap that, and that's the red one done now. Which one next? Tinky Winky. Tinky Winky, okay, right. What do you do first? That's right, make a little hole with your finger, like that. That's lovely, isn't it? Right, now.
I'm going to do seeds.
Some seeds. That's it. Oh, don't pour them all in because we've all got tub to do, haven't we? That's it, hold it that way. That's it. Lovely. And then let's just shake it first. Right, good boy.
Done up.
Yes, a little bit more soil. Okay, we'll keep it on the tray.
Big one.
That's very clever, aren't you? Good boy.
Next you.
There we are. Now we need to just press it down a little bit. And then the last one, right, use your finger just to make a little hole.
Do it.
That's it.
What did it do?
Yes, that's it. Now you can sprinkle all the seeds that are left. You need to just hold the packet the other way, love. That's it. All the seeds that are left. Let me just open the packet just a bit more. Doesn't matter if they all come out in this tub, does it? There we are. Right, you tip those into that green pot. What a clever boy. What a clever boy. That's right, tap it and cover it up, that's right. It'll be exciting watching these if they grow, won't it? Don't you think? That's lovely. A little bit more perhaps. That's it, that's great. That really is good. Now it says to firm them a little bit, so would you like to start with the yellow? Just your fingers. That's right, you can put the trowel down. No, don't stick your finger in, Thomas, otherwise it won't grow. Just gently, with your fingertip, just put the soil down. That's it. Now, shall we do the red one? Red one, no, you don't need a trowel, just your fingertip. This is called firming the soil.
And this one?
Yes. No, we've done the yellow one, haven't we? The green one. Just your fingertips. Can you feel the compost going down? Can you feel that, Thomas?
Yeah.
The Does that feel nice? Right?
I think I'll be finished.
You think you've finished? I don't think we've done the purple one yet, do you?
No.
Right. That's it. And we do that one. That's lovely, isn't it? Now, what I have realised is that there's no drainage holes in the bottom here.
No.
Now we've got to water them. Water. Do you want to put the empty seed packets into the dustbin, please? Steady, Thomas, you're going to kick them all over. Right, here we are. A little bit of water. Very small amount of water. Now, would you like to just get the dustpan brush and just sweep that little bit of the floor like you did before? Just that little bit of soil. And I'll get some water. That's right.
I finished?
No, just sweep this little bit.
And then I finished.
You finished, have you? Right, now you know how to use a watering can, don't you? That's right. Oh! That's right. Right, would you like to put a little bit more in the purple one? That's right, this edge. That's it. Right, no more. And drop more in the red. That's enough. I think we put too much in the purple. A drop more in the yellow and a drop more in the green. Now, isn't that lovely? I think you've enough really in them now, Tom. You don't want to overwater them, do we? There! Right, have you had a look at the watering can? What's it got on the side? What's there a picture of on the side? Yes. Now,
I put them on the fridge.
Oh, they're not fridge magnets. They're little stickers to put in the pots. Now, do you want to put stickers in the pots, or shall we just leave the pots because we know already what's in them? We could use the stickers for something else, couldn't we?
No, only put them in.
You want to put them in the pot? Well, in that case, it's a space to write the name. So, shall we go to the table and write your name?
No.
Okay, well you put whichever sticker you like to in whichever pot. That's it.
The blue one.
Put that in the blue one. Right. That one in the red one. That's nice. Come on, you clever. You're a good boy. I've just realised what you've done. You've put the green one that says Teletubbies in the green pot. You've put the one with the bunny rabbit that's on a yellow card in the la-la pot. You've put the one with all the Jinky Winkies on the purple background into the purple pot. And you've put the one with the yellow flowers growing on a red card in the red pot. Every single colour matches up. Aren't you clever?
What's this?
It's a little wire twist of something. I think that's ever so clever, because I wouldn't even have realised that those colours matched. And I should know what I'm doing. You are a good boy. Now, I'm going to get a cloth.
Yeah, what for?
I'm just going to wipe each pot nice and dry. And then I think we can stand them outside. Shall we put them onto the table, the patio table?
Yeah! Zooming, rolling! I heard that one.
Well, we'll just wipe them all, and then I think we could do with finding a
tray. Open the door! Yes.
We could do with finding a tray for them all to stand in, I think, so they stay together.
Yes.
Now, let me just think where I could get a tray from. I can't just now think, so perhaps we'll have to come back to this one.
I know. I tried to put his food I need to put on.
No, I don't think Fred would be very happy if... if we used her tray. I'll tell you what we can use. I've just thought about it. Let me wash my hands. Because in the fridge we've got some strawberries. Whoops! Or even this one, look. Look at this little tray with the cherry tomatoes in it. Yeah. Now that's nice clear plastic so we can see what's in there. There's room there for all the pots to stand in or not?
Oh yeah. I don't. No, I need to hold them.
You can hold it,
Mum.
Of course you can.
No, I need to hold this.
Look at that, just big enough. Isn't that lovely? There, you have a look at that.
Wow.
Shall we take it outside? Let's carry it outside. You hold it very carefully. That's right. You go to the door.
And you're not holding.
No, because I need to close it to open the door and check you get over the steps safely. Start flowering. I've forgotten when it said they were going to show the flowers. Let's read the packet again. Now we're going to have to remember to keep going out with that silly tub of water and kind of give them water. Otherwise they won't grow, will they? Right, what does it say? It says sowing between March and May. And it's March now, isn't it?
No, it's Monday.
Pardon?
Monday.
It's Monday. Well, it's Thursday actually, but it's a Thursday in March. Right? And it says keep moist and weed free at all time. Flowers June to September.
I've not got any flowers.
No, we haven't any flowers on it now, but June to September. I hope we're not in Spain when they start flowering or we'll miss them. June to September, so we've got to keep those pots there. And if it looks like it's going to be a very frosty night, I think we'll bring them in. But we'll have to keep going outside if it's not been raining. If you've had no water from the rain, we've got to go out with your utility with a watering can. And we've got to water them.
And
then
I need some water
on that one. No, we've just watered them. We don't need to do that.
And my coat on, I get my wellies on and go outside.
You want to put your coat on, your wellies on and go outside, do you?
I plant them.
We've planted them already. We've got to wait till June. We've got to get through April and May. We've got to go nearly 2-3 months before you'll see any flowers. Now, what I suggest we do now?
I've got the whiskers.
You haven't got any whiskers. How about you have a drink of milk?
No.
Nice drink of milk. And Mummy might have a cup of tea. And then I suggest that we walk to the shop.
Oh, look at your very. I don't need to plant them outside.
Ah, but we planted them outside. We've carried them outside. They're outside now. What I was going to say, we're going to the shop.
Oh no, I don't. Like, I missed them.
We'll go and buy some nice polyanthus because when Mummy was getting the compost ready for your Teletubby pots, I put some compost in the flower pot so that when we come back with some primulas or polyanthus or whatever they're called from the greengrocer, We can plant those. What do you say to that?
Please, Mr.
Da-da-da. Yes, please, Mr. Da-da-da. But we've got to use our legs and walk to the shop to buy them first.
I miss them.
The only thing is, I've just realised it's Monday and he might not be open on a Monday.
Oh,
what's the matter with us? It's Thursday.
We're on Tuesday and Monday.
Oh, dear, Mummy's on another planet. What am I talking about?
No, see
you later. I know, but mine was just... completely gone then, Tommy. I don't know.
You're not that. I've got this. Not eating.
You're putting the seed pocket on my chin. You're putting it across my mouth and I can't talk. You're putting it across my mouth and I can't talk. We need to keep that seed packet, actually, don't we? Because I won't know what was planted. Oh, I bet you find that funny. Look at this nice little gardening bag. Look at this. Wow.
I wear it. Look.
It says Teletubbies Gardening Set. It's got 4 flower pots, 4 a watering can, 4 seed tags, a trowel, a packet of seeds, and a reusable storage bag. So what I suggest is that we store the watering can and the trowel and the empty seed packet in here.
But don't you need snacks?
And then every time you want to do some gardening, you know where your little pot is, don't you?
Yeah. I put your hand around your button.
Why are you putting your hand around my button?
And then you're nice and safe.
Keep you nice and safe?
Yeah.
That's a funny thing to do, isn't it? Right, so there you are.
BBC love songs, BBC Radio 2.
Love songs, BBC Radio 2.
Steve Wright.
Steve Wright.
Love songs, BBC Radio 2.
We ought to ask Demetra if we can borrow one of her mini discs. When I say borrow, we'd have to buy it from her. To take that.
Demetra said, no. Melody's an hospital.
Demetra would say no.
And then less on the hospital.
Well, we could then send that little. If you sang Steve Wright, BBC Radio 2 love songs, if you stake that up to Steve Wright, he might play it on the radio. And then you'd be a famous little Thomas Henry, wouldn't you?
Making a lamppost on the new ground. I'm Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder? You're Bob the Builder now, aren't you?
I'm building. Nothing.
I'm building
a seat. Maybe.
What are you building? A big seat?
Maybe.
I'll tell you what you need to do in a second.
Yeah?
You need to wash those little hands.
What hands?
Your hands.
Oh, your hands.
Right, so I'm just going to wash the tray we used and then come and wash your hands, Thomas, please. Thomas, come on, before you start touching other things, come here. Thomas, come here, please. That's a good boy.
Don't touch
the microphone.
Oh, my hands is wet.
Well, that's even more reason not to touch it than if your hands are wet. Why are your hands wet?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to wash your hands now. Just rinse some water in the bowl. No, you're not, Thomas.
Yes, I am.
I don't want you doing that with the wallpaper. Thank you very much. Oh. Right. Shall we pull the little stool up to the sink?
No.
Here we are. Ready to steam it, please. You've got to wash your hands after gardening. If you were doing a lot of messy gardening, you'd have to have some special gardening gloves, wouldn't you?
My body's everywhere wet.
Pardon?
Everywhere
wet.
Oh, my spoon's in there. Oh,
well, how come that got in there?
Naughty spoon.
Oh, there's always, you'll always find a teaspoon in the bottom
of the spoon. It
fell into your water, but you'll find that, Thomas, whenever you empty your washing up bowl. You always find a teaspoon in the bottom, even if you haven't used a teaspoon, you find in there. I don't know why.
No.
I'm going to have some dinner sticks.
I'll put your towel now in the sink.
But just reach your hands again and then certainly you can pour it into the sink, please.
Now!
Yes, please. Good boy. That's a good boy. Right, let's try it on the towel. And then I'll get you a nice drink of milk.
Sense?
We'll have a little sit down and then we'll walk to the shop to buy some plants.
I like that.
You'd like that?
I don't like Sainsbury's.
You don't like Sainsbury's?
No.
I wasn't thinking of going to Sainsbury's. Right. So I'll pull these little sleeves down.
This is a shopping stick. Oops,
what's that? Your helmet falling off? Is your helmet falling off?
Mummy is taking off things to me. I don't need one.
I know, darling, you don't like it when Mummy does things and you can't do it, but there are certain things that...
I know, sweetheart.
I know. Come back here. Come and tell me all about it. I'm sorry, Tim. I know there are a lot of things you want to do and you don't understand why Mummy won't let you do them on your own, but... It's usually a very good reason, you know. You wish you had what? I can't hear what you're saying, Thomas.
Pretty close.
One, two, three,
four, five. Mage.
You need to play?
Yes, yeah, so I'm scared.
No, let's put the fire in.
Oh, I need it on the table.
No, we don't know because listen. It's all right having it on the table. But you keep pressing the B bar and it goes beep bar beep bar.
But I get it on his table.
No, I can't hear what you're saying to me.
Just
hold my hand. I'd rather talk to you. And then when we're on our own, when Mummy's got to wash up or do something like that, then you can play with your fire engine. What have we done today? What did we do with the Teletubby flower pots?
I just went.
Why are you whispering?
I can only slow clown.
Pardon?
Slow clown.
Slow clown?
Yep, I dig up the snow. I put that in the snow clown box.
What are you talking about, Tommy?
Snow clown box.
The snow climb box? What's the snow climb box? What's the snow climb box?
A climb box. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye-bye. I don't know what you've gone for.
Look, I'm getting a tractor.
You're getting a tractor?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a tractor.
Oh, right, that's lovely.
But you see anything red, you're seeing that.
No, I can't. We've played this before, haven't we?
Tractor's hair.
The tractor's here. But just thinking about tractors and trailers, who drives tractors?
Men! Me!
Men? Farmers?
Yeah.
I was just... Right. We were talking about planting things. What happened after we planted those? Should we sit on the settee together?
No, I don't like that.
Do you know, you want me to sit here? Okay. Listen, we planted those seeds, didn't we?
I need a digging log.
Pardon?
I have a digging log.
A digging log?
Yeah.
What's a digging log?
You dig up a big hole and there's a digging log.
Say that again.
I dig up a hole like that.
You dig up the soil like that?
A big snake comes to see you.
Who comes to see me?
A little snake?
Oh, I'm glad they didn't dig that deep in that compost. And what's happened? It was a shame because we walked all the way to the fruit shop, didn't we?
Yeah.
And the man was open, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But what did the lady say to you, the lady in the fruit shop?
I've not got any plants.
She hadn't got any plants left, had she? She said the nice weather had brought everybody out to buy the bedding plants. Well, not bedding plants, but primroses, primulas. And she hadn't got any left, had she?
I got some two ones. Lady said.
She said what?
Two daffodils.
She said what?
Two daffodils.
Two daffodils? I didn't hear her say anything about daffodils.
Do you see anything red and green?
Can I see anything red and green? Yes, I can see a bicycle from us. No, don't tell it.
And the fireman comes to see Mummy.
I see. So listen, because the lady in the fruit shop hadn't got any plants.
Yeah.
We were hoping to come back and plant some primroses, weren't we, in that tub that Mummy'd got compost in. But we couldn't do it, could we?
No.
And she said she's going to get some in the next couple of days. So we've got to go back, haven't we?
Yeah.
And buy some more. Listen.
I did a caravan.
The caravan?
No, caravan.
And then, as we left the fruit shop, we went to that other shop, didn't we?
What shop?
The shop on the corner, the one that we'd not been to before.
I got some sweeties.
Yes, there was a funny boy in there, wasn't there?
Well,
I think for a starter, he thought you were older than you were because when the lady who was serving you, while serving me, said something, I said, "Oh, he's not three yet, I don't think he understands." And they both said, "He's not three, he's a big boy." And the little boy said, "Well, my brother's two, and he's a lot smaller, and he's not saying anything." But that boy kept staring at you, didn't he? I think he was trying to play peepo with you, Thomas, but you were a little bit frightened of him, weren't you?
I was shy.
You were shy, yes, because he kept pulling silly faces at you, didn't he?
Mm.
And he kept following you around the shop, making silly faces. And we bought some milk.
Yeah, and sweets.
And sweets, because you'd been the best boy ever.
Yeah.
And we walked home. What did you find on the pavement when we were walking home?
A daffodil.
And as we walked along, you said, "What's in it?" meaning the store, didn't you? And you said, "It's like an onion inside." Now I think you're getting confused with
flowers.
Well, Auntie Mabel, because Auntie Mabel and Pippin were talking one day about bulbs, weren't they? Do you remember they were planting daffodils? She did. Auntie Mabel was a very sharp knife, and she said, "Don't do that at home." And she cut the bulb inside, didn't she? To look inside, and what did she say?
"It's more like an onion inside."
She said it looks more like an onion inside. Yes, you're quite right.
I want a gun in storage in here, awaiting a lawyer. Take them away in hours.
What did she say? There's lots of goodies stored in here, meaning the bulb. That's what makes the daffodil grow, isn't it?
Take them away.
Well, that's right. When it showed a big machine in the field, didn't it? Cutting all the daffodils down. Once they were ready to be harvested, it cut them down. And then they were packed in the factory. Can you remember how many daffodils were packed in the bunch?
Yeah.
How many?
Lots.
Lots, she said. They're packed in bunches of 20. And then they were boxed. They had labels on them, didn't they? Which said, "English daffodils." And then they went in those boxes into the storeroom. And what was the storeroom like? It was very
cold day.
Very cold. It wasn't a cold day, but it was very, very cold inside that storeroom to keep the daffodils fresh. And then you saw big lorries backing up to the back of the storage shed, and the doors were opened, and all the boxes were loaded into the back of the lorries.
I'm going away.
And they were taken away, weren't they?
Yeah.
To go to the shops to be sold.
Yeah.
We've bought some daffodils, haven't we?
No, what can you?
Have we got daffodils in the garden?
Which one?
We've got more than one. Look, what's in the vase up there?
Lots.
Lots of daffodils, and what about the vase over there?
No daffodils.
More daffodils, lots of daffodils. And what else have you seen Auntie Mabel grow?
I don't know.
Oh, do you remember the dandelion story?
Yeah.
Well, there's still another story about daffodils that we know, isn't there? Because, do you remember that plot of daffodils? A little patch of daffodils, and they were all opening up, all apart from one. And they kept saying, why don't you open, Daffodil Bud? And it was saying, I'm frightened, I'm shy, like you in the shop. It was saying, I'm shy, I'm frightened that when I open up, my petals might not be right.
I can't defeat. I'm the crocodile.
And when the daffodil...
You see a crocodile.
I can't see a crocodile, no. And when the daffodil opened up, it was a beautiful daffodil, and they were all saying to it, you're a beautiful daffodil. And then it went red, didn't it, because it was embarrassed.
Crocodile, come and see me.
Is the crocodile coming to see me? That's nice.
And kiss me.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh. Oh, that was beautiful. Now listen, what was the other one that Auntie Mabel and Pippin talked about? That was the dandelion. Do you remember that? That's another flower beginning with D. And what happened there?
Oh, nothing else.
Auntie Mabel and Pippin had a day in London, didn't they? They went to see the tower. And they found, even amongst the city where there were lots of cars, there were some dandelions growing. And Pippin went to smell one of the dandelion clocks. And the little seeds went up his nose and he went, ash! And as he sneezed, the dandelion clock went everywhere, didn't it? All over his coat. And when he came home, they were walking up the garden path and Auntie Mabel said, oh, Pippin, you're covered in dandelion. And she brushed him, the seeds fell in the soil, and later on, a patch of dandelions grew. And do you remember that?
I don't need it. In my kitchen floor.
She said, I don't need it, what?
In my kitchen floor.
She said, I don't need it in my kitchen floor. Is that why she brushed him outside? And that's why the seeds fell in some soil. And what was the story she told then? That was about some lilies. Do you remember the lilies? They were beautiful, gorgeous flowers, and they were very proud of themselves, saying, we are the nicest flowers, were sweet smelling, were beautiful, and you dandelions are just weeds. And then the lady of the house walked out, didn't she?
Yeah.
With the gardening things, and the lilies were laughing, saying, ha ha, she's got to dig up the weeds. But actually, she'd come with some scissors to go
snip
on the lilies. And then she took the lilies inside and they were in a vase looking out. They were inside the house looking out at the dandelions who were enjoying the sun and the rain. The dandelions stayed there for years.
Yeah.
Whereas the lilies died, didn't they?
What lilies?
The lilies. Do you remember those beautiful big tall white flowers? Do you remember them?
The cool lilies.
I can't remember.
The dead lilies.
The dead lilies. Right, Mummy's just going to pour herself that cup of tea. I've got something to show you.
What?
Oh, you wait.
What made? What? What am I made?
I'll show you in a minute.
This?
No.
That?
No.
This?
No.
That?
Not about any of those things.
That.
It's this. Would you like to take that to the table, please?
It's a tape.
No, it isn't a tape. Take it to the table and we'll have a look at it.
And he looks in it. He walks inside. Let's open it.
Let's open it to see what's inside.
A light. Eating all the
open, open.
What's these, Mummy?
What's these? Well, I shall show you in a minute.
I need to hold them.
Let me show you what they do.
I need to do it.
No. You can do it in a minute when you know the story. You're going to help me on this one, Thomas, because I'm not sure.
Oh no.
Do you remember the story about the three little pigs?
No.
Do you remember that one?
I don't
like
it.
I don't remember it very well. I wish it had come with the story. That would have been helpful, wouldn't it? Do you not remember the story about the three little pigs?
No.
Oh, that's a pity, because I can't remember it, so I'm going to have to go and find a nursery book. Nursery story book. But look. Yes, you're blowing, that's right. I'll huff and I'll puff. And I'll blow your house in. Is that what the fox said?
No.
Well, that's as far as I remember it. There were three little pigs. And they built their house with straw. And the fox came along and he said, I'll huff. And I'll...
Puff?
And I'll...
Blow your house down.
Yes. So they were frightened. The next little pig built his house with sticks. And along came the fox and he said,
I'll puff and eat your house down.
Yes, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Now the third little pig built his house with strong bricks. Fox came along and he said,
I a puff and you have down.
And he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed and he blew. Nothing happened because the house of bricks stayed where it was. And the only thing I can remember is that the pig had a huge cooking pot on the fire below. And the fox thought he was very clever and he climbed up the roof of the brick house and he peered down the chimney and he thought, I'll get in by going down the chimney. And he went down the chimney, whew, straight into the hot pot of stew. And that was the end of Mr. Fox.
Go down. Jump on me. Jump.
Crocodile's jumping on Mummy's knee?
Yeah.
Would you like to carry you over there? Oh, you big boy. Oh, look, we've been talking about pigs. There's some pigs on that cord, look. Can you see those two pigs on the cord? They're giving each other a kiss.
No.
Are you a tired boy?
A crocodile.
You're a tired crocodile, are you? Just sit there a second. Oh. Would you like to put these little finger puppets on your fingers?
Little
finger puppets.
What? What do you want?
That's the little piggy that made his house from straw. That's the little piggy that built his house with sticks. And that's the little piggy that built his house with
bricks.
Bricks, and that's the sly old fox.
And he put it on a fridge.
No, they're not fridge magnets, darling. They're finger puppets. We know another one. Another story about pigs, don't we? This little piggy went to market.
This
little piggy stayed.
Home.
This little piggy had...
Roast beef.
And this little piggy...
Well, we all went home.
Oh no, this little piggy had no roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went...
We all went home.
That's right. Do you know any other stories about pigs?
No.
I don't think we do we? Put them on your fingers.
I need your tummy.
Do we know any stories about foxes?
It is daffodils.
Peppa Pig's and the fox are going to eat the daffodils. Taking them for a ride in the pony.
No.
Julian had two little finger puppets on his fingers. But he said they were supposed to be blackbirds. But they looked more like black ghosts, didn't they?
Yeah.
And do you remember what that story? And it wasn't a story, was it? It was a song. Two little dicky birds sitting on a wall. One named Peter.
One named Blanche.
No, one named Paul. Fly away, Peter.
Fly away, Thomas.
Come back, Peter. Come back.
Thomas.
Two little goldfish swimming in a tank.
One named Thomas.
And one called?
Frank.
One called Thomas and one called Frank. It's supposed to be one called Freddy and one called Frank. Swim away, Freddy.
Swim away, Thomas.
Swim away, Thomas. Come back, Freddy. Swim back, Thomas. Two little caterpillars crawling on a branch.
One being one you.
One named Betty and one
named Thomas.
Blanche. Crawl away, Betty.
Crawl away, Thomas.
Crawl away, Blanche. Crawl back, Betty.
Crawl back, Blanche. Thomas.
And then we've got the other finger one. One, two, three, four, five. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And I let him go again.
I threw my toys over there and she got him more fish. Threw my things out the box and I got him more fish.
You throw your things out of the box?
I see some fish and some lovely bears.
Well, there's a crocodile in your toy box.
Yeah. I bite your finger.
Oh, right. It's a bite my finger, is it?
You can't see a crocodile.
You're quite right, Thomas. I can't see a crocodile. I can see three little pigs and a fox. I can't see a crocodile. Is there a crocodile sneaking around the corner of the sofa?
Yeah.
Is there?
I see Mummy.
You can see me?
A crocodile sees Mummy.
It's a crocodile.
I bite your finger.
Oh dear. Which finger did it bite?
That one.
That one. This little finger on the right? That's the left. Ow! Ow, ow, ow! This is the little finger on the right.
Can you put it in that one?
Oh! Ow, he's got sharp teeth, hasn't he?
I'll eat people.
Do you know what he reminds me of? That sweet corn. You know the baby corn? His skin looks like a baby corn cob. Corn doesn't have sharp teeth like that, does it?
Crocodile, call back. And the different.
See you later, alligator. In a while.
Yeah.
Crocodile.
Is it going to go down later? It's going in the tunnel.
Is it? Bye-bye, crocodile.
You see a crocodile's tail.
I can just see his tail. It moved, didn't it, then? Did you see the crocodile's tail move, Thomas? Look at that. It curls round all on its own, doesn't it? It's quite frightening, really.
And a leg too.
I can see two legs. And now I can see its back and its tail. I can see the whole crocodile, that's very, very scary.
I'm going to the tunnel again.
Yes, I prefer it when it's under the tunnel and I can't see it. When it gets very frightened.
It's a crocodile. The see the crocodile's tail.
I can see the crocodile's tail, yes. You're a very brave boy to play with the crocodile, aren't you?
You see the crocodile's tail. It needs something.
Do you think the crocodile's eating something?
Crocodile's gone away.
What do you think the crocodile's eating, Thomas?
A crocodile's scared of mummy.
The crocodile's scared of me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who whacked the crocodile's little Thomas? Thomas is hugging the crocodile.
I see, Thomas is hugging the crocodile.
This is
the toy crocodile. It's the toy crocodile, so should I not be frightened of it?
Mm.
Oh, I see. Well, you're hugging it. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. It's got green mud there. It's got yellow eyes.
It's got yellow eyes.